Module number one, the window. This feature is about our earliest memories of life.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. What's the first thing in life you can remember, the earliest memory you have? John Cotry believes your first memory may say a lot about your life story. Cotry's a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
The very first thing I remember in my life is moving to a new apartment. In the memory, I see my sister and myself sitting in the dining room window, our knees up to our chin. We're facing each other, and I'm saying, "This is my window, and that's your window." That dining room would become my bedroom, the place where I slept on a little fold-up cot. In the summer, my parents would move the cot next to the window, and in bed at night, I could watch all sorts of people walk by. Now I watch people walk through the entire cycle of life. Old people, young people, middle-aged people, all sorts of people streaming by a window, and I listen to their stories. Over the years, I've come to enjoy the sound of their very first memories of life, the opening scenes of their life stories.
One thing, when I was a baby, I used to eat ashes. I would just walk up, once my mom was done smoking, I would just grab some ashes and put it in my mouth. My mom would know, because like, there would be like these little ashes on my teeth and then around my lips, and she would know. And then she took me to the doctor. She said there was something wrong with me because I ate those ashes.
My first memories were bad. I had surgery when I was 4 and 5 years old. I just remember going through a lot of the hospitalization, and I remember my fear of shots. After a while, I used to hate getting shots of any kind. And it was all started by a nurse who threatened me with a needle.
We were traveling in a small town. My father was a Methodist minister, and he was traveling with the Chautauqua. And this time, somehow or other, I wandered away from my family in the evening. I wasn't very old, 2 or 3, just kind of toddled away. And I do have a recollection of realizing that I was lost. I found a big tree, and I stuck with that tree and started to cry, I know. And these ladies were nice, and they, of course, found out where I belonged.
When I was real small, I can remember the first house that we stayed had real high steps, you know. And I remember walking to the edge of the porch, and my mother grabbed me and pulling me back. And I've talked to my mother lots about the house. And she said, "You couldn't remember that." See, he was only 18 months old. "You couldn't remember." I said, "I do remember, Mama."
A lot of these memories come from the age of 3 or 4, some earlier, some later. Are those ages accurate? And for that matter, did the events really happen? I've learned it doesn't make much difference. What amazes me instead is the number of times one of these memories symbolizes an entire life, stands for feelings that run through childhood and adulthood. One man of 42 has a first memory of being sick in bed as a little boy. His mother phoned his dad to come and take him to the hospital.
And I was anxious because I knew my dad was going to come and I was going to get a chance to ride this big, black, shiny Plymouth, right? And he walked in, you know, this big, sort of lanky fellow walked in. And I think he even picked me up and took me to the car. You get the smell of him, the grease and the cigarette, you know, that kind of thing.
This from a man whose whole story was about being a dad, about having a father who was never there except that first time. The rest of his childhood was different.
The memory I have is of asking him, would he allow me to come to his garage every Saturday just to learn a trade? And he told me, "Hell no." So you can't come, you talk too much, you ask too many questions. And I said, "Well, just please let me come. I swear I won't say anything." "No, you can't come. Just don't come back." I mean, just, it was all he could do is just to keep from chasing me out of the place. And I was devastated.
And a woman who spoke of being afraid of offending people in her adult life and of overcoming that fear began her story like this.
My earliest memory is as just a little toddler. Standing at my front door, it was a French door with little panes all down, even at my level. And mother was very, very mad at me, really cross with me, and she threatened to go off and leave me, which she did. She opened the front door and closed it behind her and left me standing behind those little panes of glass looking out, just crying. My heart was broken because my mother was leaving me. And she walked down the sidewalk and out of sight. I can still see the sidewalk that she walked down and the cracks in the sidewalk. That had a real lasting effect on me. It was like, you do what I say or I'll leave you.
Not all first memories are so poignant. Some are just fleeting images of birthday candles and pails of sand, of baby sisters and chicken pox, of Christmas trees and little red cars. But this mind of ours loves to see patterns in a life and loves to put them at the beginning of our stories. It kind of makes me wonder about a little boy sitting in a window, claiming some space, seeing people walk by in the quiet of the night, exchanging stories of the day.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotry, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan.